brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're live right now. Let everybody know we're live right now. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that thumbs up button right there below the screen, everybody. We're going to be chopping it up heavy. Is it a pull-up summer? Is it a pull-up summer? Let's talk about this. What we're going to do, guys, we're going to take that real quick commercial break. So don't y'all move a muscle right here on Tariq Radio. Don't move a muscle.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game. Jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get the Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Are you tired of nerdy platforms that refuses to acknowledge white supremacy and geek culture? Do you seek a black nerd podcast that covers topics like anime, video games, movies, and TV shows, and other topics that black nerds can relate to? Then you need to check out the podcast, The Swarthy Nerd, at swarthynerd.com. Join the host, the TV guru, and Yuki the Snowman every Tuesday on their mission to provide empowerment to black nerds everywhere. So that is swarthynerd.com. Swarthy is spelled S-W-A-R-T-H-Y, swarthynerd.com.
It's tax time again. Let the experts at Clark Pro Taxes make filing your taxes easy for you. They can prepare your taxes in person or virtually in all 50 states. Just snap a picture of your documents and leave the rest to them. Let Clark Pro Taxes prepare your personal and business taxes. Clark Pro Taxes will not stop until you get your maximum refund. Go to clarkprotaxes.com now and schedule your free consultation with the owner, Victoria Clark. That's clarkprotaxes.com.
Starting a garden has never been so easy at this time. So check out myseedsnow.com. With our 100% organic heirloom non-hybridized non-GMO seeds, we want everyone to be successful at growing their own organic gardens. We have culinary herbs, wildflower seeds, vegetables, and fruit sampler packs, all starting at just 99 cents. We even have sprouts and microgreens you can grow in the comfort of your home. Come join the fun and start growing your own organic food at myseedsnow.com. Once again, that's myseedsnow.com.
What's up, family? You guys need to check out this cookie company out of Houston, Texas called The Cookie Confidant. Man, they sell these beautiful, delicious, huge cookies right out of Houston, Texas, man. And the brother has been in business since 2017. And I've tried these cookies, man. They are bomb, bomb, bomb. Very delicious. My personal favorite are the chocolate chip pecan cookies, man. They are bomb. Y'all need to go to cookieconfidant.com to get these cookies. Black-owned company, man, they got chocolate chip peanut butter cookies, white chocolate cookies with sprinkles, man. So anything you like in a cookie, they got it. So again, go to cookieconfidant.com. That's cookieconfidant.com. What's up, family? If you want to keep your car clean inside and out, you need to do it with Royal Canary. Royal Canary is the best car detailing product on the market right now. It's a premium car detailing product that will beat any product on the market, guaranteed. And it's not just the first, but it's the only black-owned car detailing product on the market. So no more using all of those old, outdated, greasy, watered-down products. Step your game up at royalcanary.com. That's R-O-Y-A-L-C-A-N-A-R-I-E.com. And use the coupon code FBA to get 5% off on your purchase. RoyalCanary.com. Check out this brand new children's book entitled Josiah and His Magical Time Machine by author Vicente Grayman. In this children's book, children will learn knowledge of self as the main character, Josiah, goes back into time to stop Moorish Spain from falling. This book will give you a lot of history, it'll give you a lot of game, and children will learn about their history, spirituality, they'll learn how to love themselves, and they'll learn how to love their people with this one-of-a-kind children's book. So purchase this book right now at MelanatedRevolutionaryTimes.net. That's MelanatedRevolutionaryTimes.net.
Hey, I found the perfect stimulus check flip. I started an on-demand beauty supply store. I keep my merchandise at home. My customers order from me online and I deliver the same day. The haircare industry alone is grossing over $80 billion a year, and now I'm part of it. Stop buying products and learn how to sell them the easy way. Go to OnDemandBeautyBiz.com and learn this business model for yourself. That's OnDemandBeautyBiz.com.
Are you struggling to keep your health and fitness-related New Year's resolutions? Are you wanting to try a fresh fitness routine? If so, check out the new Fit Body Bootcamp Virtual Fitness Coaching Program. This is a bootcamp-style virtual studio where you have fun while working out anywhere. Virtual membership includes unlimited virtual sessions, accountability coaching, nutrition coaching, and much more. For more information, email us at info@naperfitbody.com or call us at 224-392-9972.
The past year has been a great loss for so many people. Processing the news of the passing of a loved one is never easy. A million things go through your mind at once. One thing we know at Chamar Monuments, is at the end of the day, the memory of your loved one must live on. We are here to help you create a custom monument to honor your loved one's life. Call us today at 866-974-0419, or visit us at chamarmonuments.co for more information. Let us assist you in creating an everlasting memory. That's chamarmonuments.co.
What's going on, family? Check out the mobile app C-Watch. Now, this is a mobile app security company on Google Play that helps users secure their community by notifying users when members have made contact with law enforcement. This app also has a feature that will alert most frequent contacts or friends on your phone when they've made it safely at the crib in regular everyday circumstances. So you need to check out C-Watch because they offer both a solution for police brutality as well as a sense of security for the users of the app. So again, check out C-Watch on the Google Play Store.
Want to start a new career? Want to make $50 an hour or more from home? Do you find yourself in a dead-end job that's going nowhere fast? Reach out to Lift and Avail IT Academy. We will train you in database development and business intelligence.
Go to ltvacademy.com. That's ltvacademy.com.
Thanks to Stub, I've been working in the IT industry for over a year, full-time.
Just got an offer for, 74, I guess it breaks down to $2,000 a year.
That's ltvacademy.com.
Now that entertainment venues are reopening, lightspeedtickets.com is the place to get all your sports, concert, and theater tickets. We guarantee that we'll beat out 90% of the competition with our ticket prices. People who buy tickets to resell love us too. Go to lightspeedtickets.com, your go-to site for event tickets around the world. That's lightspeedtickets.com.
Have you been gaining a lot of weight since the COVID-19 pandemic? Ladies and gentlemen, do you have a weak upper body? Ladies, do you feel insecure when a man looks at you from behind because you feel like your butt isn't round enough? If you answer yes to any of these questions, Salomon's Fitness World can help you achieve your fitness goals. Salomon offers customized online personal training, makes and sells ankle, booty, and power resistance bands to strengthen, stretch, and tone your whole body. Order your resistance bands now at SalomonsFitnessWorld.com. Enter discount code Tariq to save 15% on your bundle order. www.SalomonsFitnessWorld.com.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population.
A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail, or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave an op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at oldgoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. Old goon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave him the blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I say, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
Oh, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host, Mr. Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Everybody hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button. Family, don't forget, man, Buck Breaking, the movie Buck Breaking, is going to be released in a couple of weeks. First on DVD, then on streaming. We're going to have it on DVD first. We were going to have some screenings, but the theaters are real janky right now, so we're not going to really have any screenings. But we're going to have the DVD available first by the 30th, so you guys are going to be able to get that. And also, what we're going to do, we're going to have an early bird package next week, ladies and gentlemen. I got an early bird package for the Buck Breaking DVD. There's going to be a package deal that we're going to have to go with the advanced DVDs. So I got to keep you posted on that. Y'all tune into my Sunday's broadcast. I'm going to announce what that is, because I don't want to, that's not going to be for everybody, just for you guys, just for the listeners. I want y'all to get the movie first. So I got a great package just for you, the listeners. So I'm not announcing it until Sunday, what the package is going to be, and it's only going to be a couple of days. You'll only be able to get this advanced package for a couple of days, all right? You're going to be the first, because a lot of times, a lot of the diehard listeners don't get a chance to get these films because they sell out very quickly. So I want to make sure that you guys get them first. I want you to be the early birds. I want to make sure you get them first. So I keep you guys posted on that. So you stay tuned. Check out the buckbreakingmovie.com website, the buckbreakingmovie.com website, because this thing is so needed, guys. Nothing is more needed than this film right now. And I'm ready to start on the next film, talking about the black rebels around the country during slavery. I want to talk about that. So that's going to be, we're going to go into production with that soon. I don't know where we're going to film. I want to film in possibly Florida somewhere, because a lot of the stuff that we talk about in this new movie, it took place in Florida. So that's something that I want to chop up game about. But again, guys, this new movie, Buck Breaking, it is so needed. I want y'all to listen to something real quickly. This is Lil Nas X. They have him. This was something that All Def Music released. Lil Nas X is sitting here talking to kids about coming out. Hold on, listen to this real quickly.
What does it mean to come out of the closet?
It means you're like, hey, everybody, I'm this thing, and you guys didn't even know that, but now you know.
Why are people in the closet in the first place?
Because, you know, back to that thing I said earlier about what we think about, what other people think about us. So once we tell somebody we're this thing or that thing, their mind shifts completely, and it doesn't matter how close you are to them or whatever.
I got a closet story. So me and my older cousin keeps pushing my brother into the closet, and like we closed the door because we had a big and walk-in closet. We closed the door.
Okay, so they're trying to make it humorous right here. But family, they got this dude. He just they just released a video of this dude busting his bussy open for Satan and all this, and then they flip and then have him talking to kids about coming out the closet and all that. This dude is an industry plant. I don't really beat up on him too much. I talk about the system that put him out there. I talk about the system that put Lil Nas X out there, because see, they can put a whole bunch of Lil Nas X's out there. So it's not about just beating up on him or attacking him. This dude is part of a bigger system of white supremacy that will do things to target our youth. I don't believe you should be talking to any children about anything sexual. That's something that their parents should do. I remember growing up, at sexual education, you would have to get a parent's signature to go to a sexual education class in school. I just don't believe that it's cool for people to talk about anything sexual or pertaining to sexuality when it comes to children. But again, they have an agenda and they have to target us because, see, this is warfare. We have to look at this thing as what it is. This is warfare. And remember, guys, anything that the dominant society, the corporate white media, anything that they promote to black people, anything they bring to us, do the opposite of it. Go the other way. Whenever the white corporate media structure is trying to promote something specifically to black people, go the opposite way of what they're trying to do. It's always something that's going to undermine us. That's why whenever I see these campaigns and they use a lot of A-list celebrities in Hollywood trying to tell us to jump on some kind of bandwagon, go the opposite way. When I see somebody pop on TV talking about, hey, it's Rihanna, hey, it's Lady Gaga, and you guys need to do A, B, and C, I'm going to do E, F, G. I'm going to do the exact opposite of what they told me to do, because it's not going to be good. I want y'all to understand that. See, they try to use the Hollywood celebrities to do the bidding of the white supremacists because they put these people on TV all the time. So that's supposed to give some credence to these people. These are the last people you need to listen to. The absolute last. Because they cannot go against the grain. They cannot go against that system. The minute they go against that system that's paying them, that system is going to get rid of them. You can't have black people in Hollywood talking some real shit. They'll get you out of there. You can't, or they'll yank your chain and try to reprimand you. Look what they did to our brother Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon was spitting some real shit. They had to slap some chains on Nick. And they do that to a lot of people in the Hollywood industry. So you got to be codified to a certain degree. You know? Yeah, all these folks. Hey, whoever. I mean, there's so many damn celebrities we can name. Hey, I'm Gabrielle Union. You should take the vaccine. You understand? When they start doing that, when they all huddled around Michelle Obama and all this old nonsense trying to get black folks to do something, go the opposite way. That's another thing. They're really trying to do that vaccine campaign with us, showing all the celebrities talking about getting vaccines. Family, y'all know the CDC just issued a statement talking about they had to pull some of the Johnson & Johnson's vaccines because they were causing blood clots in a very small amount of people, which is BS. Certain countries are banning the vaccines because of the adverse effects. But the CDC had to come out and admit that some of these vaccines, they had to pull them because of the adverse effects, and they tried to minimize it. Well, there were blood clots in six people. Six people, my ass. Y'all know good and well it wasn't no damn six people. And it wasn't no blood clots. Let's keep it a buck. So you go the opposite way of what these folks try to tell you. Go the opposite way. Anyway, man, let's get into what I want to talk about on today's broadcast. We're talking about pull-up summer. Is it going to be a pull-up summer, guys? because we're starting to see black folks get fed up. We're seeing non-justice all around the country. And people are gotten to the point, they've gotten to the point where it's pull-up time. People are just pulling up to the homes of the people who are aggrieving them within the system of white supremacy. Is it going to be a pull-up summer? This seems like the new wave right now. It's the month of April. The white supremacists are really ramping up the anti-black murders. There's a story that came out today. You know, every now and then they'll catch a Hispanic sacrifice. That's what I call them, because most of these murders are done to black people. These ambush killings are done to black people. There was a Hispanic kid out of Chicago named Adam Toledo. He's 13 years old. They lied on this kid, said he had a gun. They just released the video today. I think they had to sue to get the video. Shows that the kid didn't have a gun. He had his hands up and they shot him anyway. So he's what I call a Hispanic sacrifice, because they usually don't do that to Hispanics. And I say that because what happens is they'll use that for the whole black and brown thing. Y'all got to watch that, because they'll use this to say, hey, this is justification that black and brown people are being targeted. You have one Hispanic kid and thousands of other black people getting harmed, and then they try to make it a black and Hispanic thing, and what happens is we do all the fighting and then all the resources go to the Hispanic community. We got to be very careful about that. And condolences to that kid. He didn't deserve to die, but I want the Hispanic community to put in some work. Y'all not going to have us doing all the work out here in the streets, making all the noise, where y'all just sit back quiet, still with the pom-poms jumping and screaming for team white supremacy. No. Y'all going to have to make some noise and put in some damn work too, Hispanic community. See, every now and then they'll give you your, well, you ain't Anglo, you white, but you ain't white white. They'll give you your non-Anglo wake-up call every now and then. The Hispanic community, you're going to have to put in some damn work. It ain't going to be us out here putting in all the work and you sitting back. Because I see a lot of black people out there in Chicago now standing up for this kid more than the Hispanic organizations are. I see a lot of black people standing up for this kid. See, all these other groups, man, we ain't going to be pulling up all these other groups and y'all ain't pulling up for us. Damn that. In the Asian community, y'all really, man, have y'all seen so many cases of Asians getting killed by white people that they're very quiet about? You know, down in Atlanta, we know about the mass shooting at the massage parlor by the white man. Out here in LA in Riverside, a white Hispanic woman killed an Asian woman who was walking her dog. They're very quiet about that. Now, this week, a 19-year-old white man, I think it was 19 years old, he killed an Asian woman and her 8-year-old Asian girl, her child. And the media is quiet about this. These white people are killing and stabbing Asians left and right, and they're not making no noise about this. But if a black person gets into an argument with an Asian person, all of a sudden, that black person is going to get hit with a damn hate crime, and they're parading them all on TV. They're putting them all in the newspaper headlines. Now, we're not going to play that game. No. Y'all sit up here and badger black people, but you won't go after the people who's really, really killing you out here in the streets like that. And then black folks end up advocating for them too. No. A lot of folks are going to have to hold their own nuts. We're out here putting in this work on our own, and that's what it is. That's what it is. But the thing is, the race soldiers out here are doubling down. Speaking of Hispanic and black, the black man who was in the military who got pulled over by the race soldiers out there in Virginia, you know, they fired one of the race soldiers, and they keep referring to him as the black man who was the victim. They keep referring to him as a black and Latino man. See, they're still trying to get some juice out of the whole the black Latino narrative. They're trying to squeeze as much juice as they can out of that so that they can deflect away from helping us, See, understand that game. They're setting up the pieces to say, hey, black and Latino are being harmed, black and Latino are being harmed, so let's give some resources to the Latino community. Because see, when they give money to the Latino community, as they've been doing, when they give money to these immigrant groups, as they've been doing, when they give money to these Asian groups, as they've been doing, notice white supremacy society, they don't really complain. You don't see nobody really objecting to that. You don't see the dominant society talking about, oh, these people didn't earn that. Why do I have to give my hard-earned tax dollars to them? You don't see that. You don't see no pushback. The only time you see pushback is when it's time to give foundational black Americans some tangibles. That's when you see, hey, wait a minute. I wasn't around during slavery. It wasn't me. Well, that sounds like welfare. See, we get all that pushback when it comes to us. See, we're going to have to alleviate that narrative and stop being afraid to be bold with it. Let's stop playing with these damn white supremacists. But that whole black and Latino thing, the brother who got gaffled up by the race soldiers, remember, one of the race soldiers was a damn Latino. The cop was Latino. The one who got fired, who was pepper spraying him, he's Latino. So them bringing up Latino in the conversation at all is a political chess move that they're trying to do. That's the only reason they're bringing it up. So we have to understand that part of the game. But just this week alone, so many things going on out there in Minnesota. The Derek Chauvin case, they just wrapped today. He pleaded the fifth. So the defense had a very, very weak trial. They had a very weak case. You had police and experts and witnesses coming in back to back. I mean, burying the defense's claim. The defense, basically, they had one claim. I'm white and I say so. We say he was on drugs and he died of an overdose of drugs. Then they tried to say that he died because of the gas fumes from the exhaust in the back of the police car because he was laying down by the car. They were throwing shit up against the wall, hoping that something would stick. The problem is this. We better be very careful because this dude still might get off, because all they need is one or two white supremacists on that jury to be on white supremacist code. That's all it is. Facts and all that don't mean nothing. These white supremacists, facts go in one ear and out the other. They are on code. And that's what people are hoping for in the dominant white society. They're hoping that enough white supremacists are on that jury to be on code. And out there in Minnesota, right during the trial, a suspected white supremacist police union leader, president of the police union out there, that Kim Potter lady, just shot and killed a young black dude named Dante Wright. They pulled him over. First, it was a black cop that was handcuffing the brother, and then the white woman came through, and the brother, he got shook when he saw the white woman pull up on him, the white cop, because he almost, it seemed almost he knew she was going to do something, so he tried to jet off. She pulled her gun out, yelling, "Taser, taser, taser," knowing it was a gun. She knew it wasn't no taser, and shot him, and like, "Oh my God, I shot him." And then the police chief came out talking about she shot him by mistake. She thought she had a taser. That's an old excuse they use, dude. That's an old excuse they use. That woman's been on the force for 26 years. They know the difference between a gun and a taser. These are little tricks that these folks use. And understand, the town that it happened in, it's like 10 miles from what I understand outside of Minneapolis. The town is called Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. And I talked about this on my social media. Family, that town, Brooklyn Center, was literally founded by a card-carrying member of the Ku Klux Klan named Earl Brown. I think that's his last name, Brown. But it was a white man who was a member of the Ku Klux Klan in the year 1911. He founded that town. He was the town's founder. And in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, right now, there's a bunch of monuments and schools and public places named after this white supremacist Klan member. In fact, and I want y'all to Google this, people have been trying for years to get this man's name removed off monuments there. So when the race soldier killed Dante Wright, the streets got busy. The streets got hot. They had to roll out the riot police and all that stuff. And they arrested her and charged her with second-degree manslaughter, I think. And they fired, well, she didn't get fired. She actually resigned, and the chief of police there resigned too, because, you know, the it's hot for them right now. So instead of getting fired, this is another trick. They resign before they get fired so they can keep their pension. See, they resign before they get fired because they get to keep that pension. Now, keep in mind, there was a black woman in Buffalo, I think. It was a black woman about 15 years ago who stopped her. She was a police officer. Her white partner was choking a black man who was handcuffed. This sister fought her white cop partner off. I mean, he's socking her in the face. And this sister, black woman, fought this damn race soldier ass cop so he wouldn't kill this black man. Do y'all know they fired this woman? She couldn't get her pension or nothing. A judge just ruled that she was wrongfully fired and she can now get her pension 15 years later. This was in Buffalo, New York, I think. So family, cops who do the right thing are getting targeted out here. There's no good cops anymore because the good cops are getting pushed out of the game. You dig? The good cops are getting reprimanded. The Chris Dorners and all, they got to go to extreme measures. Chris Dorner was a good cop. Notice you get the black cops who call this stuff out get reprimanded. Even the white ones get reprimanded. You dig? We don't have a police force in this country no more. We just got a bunch of race soldier Gestapo units, man. And black people are acting as the justice enforcement agencies out here now, which is what it should be. But out here in Minnesota, this suspected white supremacist, Kim Potter, she has resigned. She gets her pension. And people pulled up to her house. The streets pulled up to her crib, and boy, they got her crib fortified. They put concrete slabs around her house. They done put up makeshift fencing around her house. She has police guards out there. Now, she ain't working with the police no more, but they're still protecting her. Because folks then pulled up to the spot. See, the protests these days are a little bit different. See, that's that thin blue line stuff. Remember, when they shot Dante, when she shot Dante, and then people started hitting the streets, the police department there raised up a thin blue line flag in front of the police station. Right before the riot police and all those folks started hitting the streets to target the black folks, and black people have been fighting back, by the way, bravely. That police station raised up a thin blue line flag. That was like a declaration of war. Now, I want y'all to understand that. These people are running around here with a thin blue line flag. Now, what does that thin blue line mean? See, the police say the thin blue line means there's a thin line. The police are the thin line between law and order and chaos. And the thin blue line means the race soldiers, they got to stick together no matter what. They always got to have each other's back no matter what. Meaning the white ones, because they don't have the black ones' backs. So it's the race soldiers, the white supremacists, they're supposed to have each other's back within law enforcement because of they got to ward off the black masses. Take a good look at some of the Blue Lives Matter or the thin blue line flags. Usually the emblem they use, it's a black background with a thin blue line in the middle. And that's very subconsciously symbolic because that black mass represents the black masses. And the police feel we're the last line of defense to stop the black masses from taking us over. Which is true. They know they're in a very delicate situation. They know that they're in a very delicate situation as white supremacists. And now that it's becoming pull-up summer, now they're in a real pickle. Because, see, the thing is, they were hoping doing all of these brazen moves and doing all of these murders and doing all these killings was going to scare black people into submission. And the problem is, it's not working. See, foundational black Americans, and I'm not beating up on anybody, we built different. In other countries, they done scared a lot of people into submission. When the cops show up, everybody gets to trembling, everybody gets to bowing down. We built different. We're built different over here. We done been through the hardships of white supremacy for a long time, so this is nothing. We're not afraid. Foundational black Americans are not afraid at all. People are still hitting the streets, standing up to the trillion-dollar military system that's trying to oppress us. People have lost their fear. The terrorism tactics doesn't seem to be working. And these white supremacists are still making their little threats, even with the Chauvin case. With the Chauvin case, you know, they might let this guy go. Who knows? I don't give a damn. Either way is good with me. Because, see, a lot of folks need a wake-up call. Either way is good with me. But what's interesting, there's some white supremacists out here trying to threaten folks. Let me play this clip of this one suspected white supremacist militia dude trying to send a message to black folks. Hold on, let me. This is them trying to scare us. Listen to these white supremacists. Hold on, this is a white supremacist militia dude.
BLM.
Hold on.
What's up, Anquifa? BLM.
And he's out here in the woods somewhere. He has on fatigue. Some random white supremacist militia dude. He got assault rifles and guns on his belt. So he's in the woods training.
How you doing? Let me tell you a little story. BLM, how you doing?
BLM means all black people, by the way. When they say BLM, that means all black people.
BLM, how you doing? Let me tell you a little something. Chauvin case. Innocent, guilty. Man, I really don't give a flying fuck. But, there's two different things from last summer to this summer. Last summer there was an election. This summer there is not. Riot, steal, shoot, rob, kill. You do your thing. Because we're coming this time. Arm up.
Stay safe.
Dog clicking his gun and all that old shit. That don't scare us, dude. That don't scare us at all. Y'all ain't about to catch a head up. And I say to black people, when these white supremacists are giving threats like that, they're going to try to do a little ambush type of assaults. That's all they can do. They can only ambush. And the thing is, with these little white supremacists like this, the police are usually backing them up. They get deputized by the local police. I say to black people, be ready. Stand up and stand by. Be ready. I'm telling y'all, whatever this verdict is going to be, don't y'all be out there twerking. Don't be having a pussy popping contest. Don't be doing the wet pussy challenge. Y'all better be ready and with your eyes open for white supremacists like that. Y'all better be ready no matter what. Be ready. When you go to a protest somewhere, if you see a pile of bricks sitting around or you see an abandoned police car, just understand that's a tactic that they use because they want you to take your anger and frustration out on property. I told y'all about that before. What they'll do, they'll leave an abandoned police car out there and then people start attacking the police car and then you get all your frustration out, then you go home. That's exactly what they wanted. You show up somewhere and there's a pallet full of bricks and they want you to start attacking buildings because they got insurance on the building. They can replace that. In fact, they have undercover cops out there helping you tear the building down. Remember out there in Minnesota, Umbrella Man? They had that undercover white cop out there who got exposed by his ex-wife. He's out there breaking windows at the AutoZone. They're out there helping you tear up shit. They want you to focus on property so that you don't turn into a Micah Johnson. They know that's where the real pain comes in. That's what they cannot handle. They cannot handle a Gavin Long, a Chris Dorner, or a Micah Johnson. That's the one fear that they have, is that there will be multiple Micah Johnsons running around. There's nothing they can do about that, and they know it. That is their biggest fear, that multiple Micah Johnsons will start running around. You saw just one Micah Johnson was the threat and how shook that had them. One Chris Dorner shut the whole city down out here in LA. Chris Dorner, one black man running around doing guerrilla warfare tactics, shut this city down. Everybody was shook. Just imagine 100 Chris Dorners. It's a wrap, and they know it. So they're trying to use as many scare tactics as possible. And out there in Minnesota, when the race soldier shot the young kid, and people were hitting up something, a few buildings, people robbed and looted, which is whatever. Some people hit up the Dollar Tree. They were, you know, looting the Dollar Tree. So what? And the white supremacists tried to be all fake mad about that. And y'all boy Biden tried to chime in. Your boy Biden. Biden got his funky little ass on TV reprimanding black folks about looting. Instead of talking about doing something to these race soldiers or protecting us, Biden is up here incentivizing all these other groups. Biden has given money to all these other groups except us. Biden has a deep-rooted hatred for foundational black Americans or black people in general. But this is y'all boy Biden. Where y'all Biden sexuals at? This is Biden talking about the case where the woman said she had a taser. She thought she had a taser, but she shot the black kid. This is Biden. This is where his priorities are.
Question is, was it an accident? Was it intentional? That remains to be determined by a full-blown investigation. But in the meantime, I want to make it clear again, there is absolutely no justification, none, for looting, no justification for violence. Peaceful protest, understandable. And the fact is that, you know, we do know that the anger, pain, and trauma that exists in the black community in that environment is real, it's serious, and it's consequential. But it will not justify violence and or looting. And so the question is how we, in an orderly way, make clear that they get down to a full-blown investigation to determine what the facts are and what the question is.
Okay, that's Biden making excuses. Well, we don't know if it was an accident. We'll do an investigation, but we will not have no looting, rioting. That's just unjustifiable. Look. No white person has the liberty to tell any black person what their reaction should be to anti-black terrorism. If you're not going to fix the damn terrorism or do anything about the people committing a soft genocide, these people are trying to commit genocide against us. And the reason why it's not succeeding is because we keep fighting the fuck back. That's why they're not succeeding, because we keep fighting back. I don't want to hear any white person tell any black person how the hell they should react. You're not at liberty to tell us how to react to goddamn terrorism. We've begged for answers. We've begged for help. We're not getting it. So people are going to react whatever way they see fit. People can treat us any damn way. And there are no rules to how they treat us. They can treat us with all types of disdain and inhuman ways as possible, and we're supposed to just sit here and just wait for somebody, the justice god, to fall through, and we're supposed to abide by a certain set of rules as we're being mistreated. No, it don't work like that. People can fight back any way they see fit. You have a God-given right to survive. Fuck out of here. You got a God-given right to do anything you need to damn do to survive. And it's going to be up to us to produce justice. It's up to foundational Black Americans to produce justice. I don't want to hear nothing from anybody. Because I told people a few weeks ago, well, a month ago, that with this whole Asian anti-Black propaganda they're using, talking about Black people are targeting Asians, I told people they're going to start creating Asian Zimmermans, and that's exactly what they did. Do y'all know out there in Washington, D.C. or the Maryland area, it was an Asian guy who worked for the Pentagon police. It was an Asian dude who shot some innocent Black people, and he lied and said they were breaking into some cars. He went out there and just started shooting Black folks, talking about he thought they were going to break into somebody's car. And the thing is, they had to arrest them because the people were fleeing from him, and he was shooting from the back of the damn car. The guys were fleeing away from him, so he was shooting at them as they were fleeing. So they had to charge this guy because there was no threat. And this was a Pentagon police officer who had no jurisdiction in that area. Also, it was found out a year before, this same Asian guy working for the Pentagon police, there was a homeless Black woman who came into the lobby of his apartment building. He came running out with an assault rifle pointing at this homeless Black woman. So y'all Negroes running around here with some damn Stop Asian Hate shirts on, y'all better stop. Y'all better be ready. All this cowardice stuff, that's not going to work. Being a coward is no longer an option. Hit that thumbs up button. Hit that subscribe button, guys. We're in here heavy. Hit that like button. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. We are in here heavy, ladies and gentlemen. Now, out there in Columbia, South Carolina, there's a story that I was one of the people who helped make go viral. After I posted this story, it started to go viral all over the place. I don't like to take credit for stuff like that, but, you know, I say that because the white supremacists, they know. They've been low-key angry at my ass for the last 24 hours because they know that I really promoted this story heavy. But there was a kid walking in a neighborhood out here in Columbia, South Carolina, and he was just walking down the street. He was just walking. And a white man named Jonathan Pentland, who's an army sergeant, he came out and started pressing him. And this is a little Black dude. I don't know. The Black dude's name is DeAndre or something like that. I don't know how old he is. He looks like he could be around 19, 20, maybe younger than that. He's a little bitty dude, like a little skateboard nerd type of brother. Looks like a little nerdy skateboarding type of dude. So this military white man pops out there with his fat ass wife. His wife is instigating it too. And they're pressing this kid and he's assaulting him. He done hit the kid a couple of times. And the white boy looked all roided up. You know, he's one of them kind of guys. So he's really bullying this kid. Now listen to this. Now some of y'all have already seen this before, but I'm gonna play it for those who have not seen it. So this is Columbia, South Carolina. At the Summit apartment complex, right? Hold on.
Go away right now.
Call the police. Hey, they've already been called. They're just waiting.
I'm taking five for who?
You Let's know go. What? Maybe you should hang on a little longer. Let's we'll see go. How it goes. Then we won't have to get the report by ourselves.
What are you doing here?
Walking.
Then walk.
Okay, and that's what I was doing. She came out of town.
Well, you've been here like 15 minutes now.
Let's go. Walk away.
Keep walking.
Walk away.
All right, walk away.
Walk away right now. You need help?
You got this on camera.
I'm happy to help you.
Uh-uh.
I didn't hit you. There's a difference between pushing
you. Pretty sure you were the aggressor, buddy.
You're aggressing on the neighborhood.
Someone came running.
Walk back.
You better walk away. You walk away. You're talking to my wife right now.
That's your wife?
Walk away.
I didn't do
walk away.
Your wife is speaking.
check it out. You either walk away or I'm going to carry your ass out of here. Dude, what do you want to do?
You better not touch
me. Or what? What are you going to do?
You up on me.
Let's go. Walk away.
I didn't do anything to you.
I'm about to do something to you. You better start walking.
I didn't do anything to her.
You better start walking right now.
You come after me like that?
I ain't coming after you. You're in the wrong neighborhood, motherfucker. Get out. Get out. Where? Where's your house? What's your address?
Maybe we should walk you home.
Walk me home?
Wrong. You bet. You want to bet what I can do?
I live here, sir.
Okay,
right now, you are harassing the neighborhood.
I'm not harassing anyone walking through the neighborhood I live in, sir.
Where?
Notice how the race soldier keeps saying, where's your house? I'm demanding, where do you live? He's policing this kid. Where's your house? Show me your house. Where's your house?
Check it out. We are a tight-knit community. Okay. We take care of each other. Hell of a lot longer than your ass, because I have never seen you before in my life.
How long have you been living here?
That's
why does that
business.
Even matter to you?
How long have you been living
here? It doesn't matter. You know?
So now, he said, well, how long have you been living here? Oh, it doesn't matter to you. It's none of your business. So how dare you question us white people? Nah.
Get the hell out of my face. Get out of my face.
You walked up to me.
Check it out, motherfucker. I ain't playing with you. You either get your ass moving or I'm going to move you.
You smell drunk.
You want to bet?
You are drunk.
I'm about to show you what I can do.
I would suggest
you better walk away. Walk away. Walk away.
I'm walking. You keep following me, sir.
There's only one way out of here. It's right over there.
There's multiple ways out of here, sir.
You want to bet? Walk away.
All right. So this race soldier was out here harassing this brother on some Jim Crow shit. I mean, how dare you? On some sundown town. This is how they used to do back during Jim Crow. This was some sundown town. How dare you walk in our neighborhood? We're a tight-knit community. I've never seen you, nigga. What? This is just Jim Crow, heavy Jim Crow. Shout out to the kid for standing his ground. And by the way, the kid had his phone knocked away and broken. The white supremacists broke the phone. So people called the police. The police came and did nothing, basically. I think they cited the white supremacists for breaking the property. They, you know, basically a slap on the wrist, but they didn't cite him or charge him with assault. So the thing is, we blew this thing up. We got it out there. It blew all the way up, circulated on social media. And the good black folks of Columbia, South Carolina, pulled up to that neighborhood and that house in particular heavy. If you're looking at this, if you see on the screen, that's just some of the folks who pulled up. And that's the house that you see on the screen. That's the same house. The black community pulled up heavy. And they were with the shits. I think some people still might be out there. From what I understand, I saw some footage of old Jonathan leaving. He had some moving bags and some suitcases. He snuck out the house last night. And I don't know if they're there now, but I think he snuck out. So they got him somewhere. But the black community pulled up heavy directly to the spot. None of that showing up to the police station stuff. They just pulled up to the spot. He didn't want to come out. When the black community pulled up to produce justice, dude didn't want to come out the house at all. And understand, there were a lot of protesters out there, but there were some people who were out there talking about, hey, I ain't really on this protest shit. I want y'all to listen to some of the dialogue that was going on out there. Hold on. Because everybody out there wasn't really down to protest. Hold on. Hold on.
On this earth.
Is to make racist people uncomfortable.
My job. On this earth.
Is to make racist people. Uncomfortable.
Listen to this, brother.
I ain't with all that. I'm going to make you shit on yourself. Yeah.
This brother said, I'm ready to whoop their ass. I ain't with all this yet. Hold on.
Yes, I ain't with all that.
Hold on.
Don't go to jail.
Hold on.
Uncomfortable.
Oh, he said, my job is to beat their ass, not just to make them uncomfortable.
Quit all that.
Don't go to jail.
Oh, I'm going
to
make.
And the sister, don't go to jail now. She's bucking her eyes a little bit. Don't go to jail now. Yeah, fuck all that.
Shit on yourself. Yeah.
This is a big brother, too.
Man, I know how you operate.
Yeah, so the Black Justice family went out there with the business. People have lost that fear. People are not really afraid. These fear tactics not going to work. Because, see, the thing is, the white supremacists are fucking up. They're messing up big time because they're desperate right now. See, they're making desperate-ass moves. These are desperate moves they're making. It's not even militarily strategic. In military, you're not supposed to box people in and not give them an out. See, in the art of war, they teach you, whoever you're battling, always give them an out so they can fight for the out. Because if you back somebody up against the wall without giving them an exit, they're going to fight to the damn death. They're very dangerous. They put us in that situation. We don't have no exit strategy. There's no out. This is why we're losing that fear. This is why it's becoming pull-up summer. We ain't got nowhere else to go. We don't have no exit. We got to deal with the white supremacists directly. This is what a lot of people are feeling. We just got to deal with them head the fuck up, and that's what it's going to be. You ding? We're in a global system of white supremacy. There's really nowhere to run and hide. You have a lot of Negroes running around here. We need to go to the motherland, man, please. White supremacy is all over the place. And shit, you go over there to Ghana and some of these places, man, they find out you're a Black American, but they start patting your pockets down and taxing you at the airport. There was a brother I saw on Facebook. He got stuck at the airport out there in Ghana for like 24 hours because they saw he was a Black American, and they tried to make this dude cough up more money and talking about Black Americans are thugs. It was some real funny style shit I saw. They be trying to shake brothers down when they find out they're from over here. It ain't popping over there. You dig? But the community, Black folks are starting to pull up. Is it going to be a pull-up summer? Black folks are just taking it directly to the white supremacists where they live. Because the protests, people have seen that all these protests become twerk contests, and that's not as effective as it needs to be. So it seems like when folks start pulling up to the spot, some things get done. Because when Black folks pulled up to this white supremacist's home, the police chief, now this is the same police department who didn't really want to charge this dude. The police chief, he came out, yeah, we got some charges now. Now listen, this is the police chief. Now he's acting like he's been all for justice all along. This guy had to be forced to produce justice. This is the police chief, Richland County Sheriff's Chief, well, the Sheriff Department Chief or whatever. But this is him right now. Hold on. Sheriff Leon Lott, that's his name.
I want to initially announce that at 8:30 this morning, Jonathan Pentland was arrested for assault and battery third degree in reference to the video that we've all seen. It's a very disturbing video. It's one that we're not going to tolerate or condone in Richland County.
And all you were tolerating it because you weren't going to charge him until the Black folks pulled up, though. All you were tolerating it, Leon.
Message I want to give is that when something like that happens, the Sheriff's Department is going to act very swiftly.
No, you act swiftly when Black folks start pulling up.
And we're going to hold those responsible for those accountable.
You make them accountable when Black folks pull up.
We're not going to let people be bullies in our community.
You let them be a bully until Black people said no.
And if you are, then you're going to answer for it. And that's what we've done in this case.
Because Black people made you.
It first came to our attention on Monday when our deputies responded and took initial reports. They did a good job at that point because they didn't rush to make judgments.
Oh, no. Here they go. He's splaining now. Now he's trying to splain why they didn't do nothing. Well, they didn't make a rush to judgment. They wanted to investigate. No. They weren't going to do shit until the Black people said, no, you are going to do something, or we going to do something.
They took the information and it was passed on investigators. Our investigators got it yesterday, but one of the most valuable pieces of evidence we had was the video. I want to thank whoever's responsible for that video. Thank you for doing that. That shows what our community can do when we work together.
Don't they always say that?
Reporting stuff.
Oh, God.
Our initial call.
Oh, they always say that. When the community has to step up, they always say that. Remember, guys, when I told y'all out here in California, when there was some protests going on and it was a black kid up there in Northern California, he got attacked by like some white supremacists. And he was defending himself from the white supremacists, and then the brother ended up getting arrested. And when I found out about what happened, man, I personally called that police department and I talked to the sheriff there and I got in their asses about that. I told them to drop them fucking charges on that dude because I'm gonna start investigating how many white supremacist ties are in that damn department, because the guy who assaulted the brother is a known white supremacist. So I let them know. I'm gonna find out if y'all got some white supremacists within your damn department. So they hit me back up. Hey, Mr. Nasheed, we did an investigation and thank God for the video. Remember, I told y'all months ago I talked about this. They said the same thing this dude said. Oh my God, thank goodness we found some video. And wow, the video supports what you said. So yeah, we're gonna drop the charges on them. See how the community does great things when we work together as a community? Yeah. When we have to start checking your ass, yeah, we work together great when we check you. And then they try to save face because, see, they try to be on code with all these damn white supremacists out here. See, this is why it's up to us to produce justice, black folks. We have to be the justice enforcers out here. We have to be the justice enforcers, and we got to get into the habit of doing that. The so-called law enforcement we have, it's too damn corrupt all over the country. It is too corrupt. It is too corrupt. It is too corrupt. It's corrupt to the core. They're useless right now. They are completely useless to us. Their job is to help maintain anti-black racism. They're useless in the call of justice. It is up to us to produce justice. It is up to the people. But folks are getting that fear out of them. There was a situation out here in LA. It was a brother who got hemmed up by the race soldiers, and this brother was snapping. He was trying to catch a head up on them. Let me play. Hopefully y'all can hear this, because y'all know these LA brothers don't be giving a damn. But this brother was about to go. He was ready to just start boxing them, and they weren't going to mess with this brother, because from what I understand, this brother does a lot of gang interventions. He used to be a gang member, so he works with gangs to kind of get them off the streets and get them right. So he has a lot of respect in the streets out here for this guy. But the cops were harassing this guy for some reason, so he was like, fuck that, hold on.
You don't respect who I am. Don't do that shit. I respect you, motherfucker. What are you doing?
Oh, the audio is kind of janky because there's cars and stuff in the back. Hold on.
I'm telling you, dog. Y'all need to have a talk with me in the car. Leave my son alone. Stop this shit, bro. Because I didn't even want you to appreciate what y'all doing. But what he doing, he going to take it personal. He going to take it personal, big dog. And niggas going to be at y'all doorsteps like real niggas, like real men, dog.
He said, he told the cops, man, y'all going to keep fucking with us. We going to be at your fucking doorstep like real niggas.
I can find y'all too.
He said, man, y'all can find me. I can find y'all too. It's about to be pull up summer, dude. Okay, so the audio is because there's a lot of cards and stuff in the back, but folks, man, are like, hey, you can be found too, dude. All this y'all harassing us and all, now y'all, the way you pulling up on me, I can pull up to your damn crib too. You can be found too. The people ain't, everybody ain't twerking now. And see, the thing is, it's like a gift and a curse, because see, all the twerking and the bullshit at the protests, you know, that keeps one group of race soldiers occupied. But then you never know when you have the pull-up gang out there who's not protesting. See, that's the thing. You can't guard everybody's crib. See, the white supremacists are making it very impractical for them to operate the way they operate. And you can't put up barriers and fortresses around everybody's damn crib. You dig? You can't guard everybody's house and then guard the protests too. White supremacists, the streets are letting you know you're making it hard on yourself practicing genocidal non-justice. That shit ain't gonna work, and ain't nobody really scared no more. And it's about to be summertime too. You dig? And another thing, a story that just came out today, and I think this is a story to kind of try to pacify black people. They're talking about Congress just passed a bill to study reparations. Get the hell out of here. They got the congressional black coon train running around here talking about they got Congress or they got the House or whoever to pass the H.R. 40 bill to study reparations. They're putting that bullshit out right now. I think they're doing that to try to pacify us so that folks won't turn up and start pulling up on all of the race soldiers and white supremacists. That nobody gives a damn about that H.R. 40. That H.R. 40 is a nothing burger. That ain't gonna work. It's like, hey guys, y'all don't get upset. We're gonna have some reparations coming real soon. You'll see. Look, we're making progress with the H.R. 40 to study. No, we ain't studying nothing. Family, they have allocated all types of resources. They didn't study nothing to give billions of dollars to all these other groups. They're giving money to non-damn citizens. They didn't study that. They just gave it to them. We ain't doing that old study bullshit. In fact, if they give any reparations, if any money comes through, the Congressional Black Caucus shouldn't have anything to do with it. They've been proven to be unreliable and untrustworthy. They shouldn't have anything to do with anything about reparations. Nothing. They're not studying all this stuff, these resources they're giving to the Asian community. They didn't study anything. We ain't playing these games no more. That shit is over. Break that bread. It's money time. We don't give a shit about them being mad about it. They're mad about anything we do. So what? They're mad at us for just existing. Give us our damn money. Black folks, let's get off this thing where we are trying to find some humanity in the white supremacists. They tell black folks, well, we all got to come together and love each. No. Our job as black people who are victims of white supremacy, our job is to not sit up here and try to convince a white supremacist that I'm not a bad person. It's not our jobs to sit here and try to change the minds of white supremacists. Fuck all that. It's our job to protect ourselves from these white supremacists, no matter what they think, no matter what they feel. I don't give a damn what they think or how they feel. I want to make sure that black people are protected from these fools. That's the only thing we need to be worried about. How do we protect ourselves from demonic white supremacists? Not trying to win them over. None of that stuff. That's why a lot of black folks, scared Negroes, get mad at me because, oh, you provoking them, Tariq. I had a Negro the other day, some Sambo. Tariq, the thing is, with the way you be talking to these white people, it's just so radical, brother. See, the thing is, you too radical, man. That's causing division. I got Negroes saying this to me. Divided from what, nigga? Divided. We're not together on anything. We're already divided, fool. Yeah, I'm radical because white supremacists is, they're radical. White supremacy is a radical system. Ain't nobody got time to be pussyfooting and tiptoeing with the damn white supremacists right now. We ain't got time for that, dude. We live in a radical system of damn genocide. These folks are blowing our brains out, shooting our children. Damn that. We're not radical enough. Ain't nobody got time to play games with nobody doing no shit like that. These folks have waged war on us. We better understand that and understand warfare. And the thing is, enough of us are getting on code, and that's scary as hell. They're still desperate to try to create all types of little gender divides. That ain't working. We're on code heavy, and we need to stay on code. And we need to stay on code with educating our children, the whole shebang. That's why y'all better get Buck Breaking when it comes out in a couple of weeks. The advanced copies go out next week, buckbreakingmovie.com. In the meantime, check out hiddencolorsfilm.com. Family, every single one of you, with these crazy white supremacists running around here, with this verdict coming up, they might have this verdict popping off on Monday. Who knows? We'll see. Family, you better have some Ogun juice in your damn pocket. Y'all need to go to OgunJuice.com. You need to have some Ogun juice in your pocket. For whatever. OgunJuice.com. I'm talking about get it today. You need to get that Ogun juice in your pocket right now, because you don't know what these white supremacists are going to do. You better stay ready. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Go to officialfba.com to get your Foundation of Black American flags and bandanas and t-shirts and the whole shebang. Go to buckbreakingmovie.com for more details on the film Buck Breaking, coming soon. And I will holla at you guys this Sunday. Y'all be good.